If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Philippians chapter 4, 15 to 20. Today is we go over our annual report, financial report, which is a requirement by the government of Canada that we do so. And so we definitely need members to approve that we actually gave you that report. So please come out. So since we're talking about that, it's a great opportunity to also be talking about giving this morning. And the Bible has a lot to say about giving. We may not like to talk about giving. Sometimes we kind of shun away from that. But the Bible is filled from cover to cover and talks to us about this importance of giving. And I know this is so important that our debit machine went down there today. I don't know if they got her back working. I know Jana was trying to do some phone calls and they were trying to work at that. But the devil must not want us to talk about giving today. So we're going to talk about it anyway. So Philippians 4, 15 to 20. It says, as you know, you Philippians were the only ones who gave me financial help when I first brought you to the good news and then traveled on from Macedonia. No other church did this. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent more than once. And I don't say this because I want a gift from you. Rather, I want you to receive a reward for your kindness. At the moment, I have all that I need and more. I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent me with Epaphroditus. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs for his glorious riches, which has been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now all glory to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you for this testimony of Esther, Lord, as that growth that had grown, Lord, to over 8 pounds. And that, Lord, how quickly you can come in, it's removed, and there's no cancer at all. So we do thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that, Lord, you are on the throne. And that, Lord, that we should look for the report of the Lord versus the report of what people say. And so, God, we just pray, help us to tune in to the report of the Lord. And just help us even today as we look at finances, as we look at giving, that, Lord, you would just speak to us where we need to be spoken to. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning I want to talk to you about giving in the context of a local church. The giving of offerings, monies, tithes is very much part of the Christian life and part of Christian life. Churches only exist through the donations that people give. Churches are not businesses. They are charities that solely operate on your donations. So everything that goes on here in this church, the staff, the building, the land, utilities, the programs, the ministries and outreaches, they're all covered by your giving. So there's no extra income that we have as a church. We don't have rich places somewhere else that we get all these finances. Our finances are totally dependent upon you. So everything that you see us do, the building that you're in, is all provided for by your giving. And we're very thankful for your giving and for your response in this area, because without you, this church would not exist. And we would not have this wonderful place to be here. And we would not have the ministries that this church would have. And this church has been very faithful throughout the years in giving. And we really appreciate that. And we want to say thank you for your generosity and your giving throughout this past year. Now, as I said, not too many people like to hear sermons about giving and money. As soon as we say that, I didn't advertise that on Facebook to say, hey, this week we're going to be speaking about giving. Because I knew if I did so, there'd probably be some people, good one to skip. This would be a good service to skip. But it really isn't, because there's a lot of blessings during this whole area of giving. And I want you to be aware of that, because it's taught throughout Scripture, throughout the entire Bible, the importance of giving. See, giving is God's idea. It's God's idea that giving is the way that we would support the church through tithes and offerings. It's not a man idea, it is a God idea. And that goes from Old Testament, New Testament. It is clearly taught that we should be supporting a local church. So in a Christian context, we need to look at this whole area of supporting the church with finances, which is something that God ordains. God's the one that came up with the idea, not us. And that's where, when you hear that language of tithes, offerings, that they come into play, where God says he requires of us that we would give a tithe, a 10% offering of our income to the local church. And then on top of that, there are voluntary offerings. A tithe, the Bible says, belongs to the local church. It's considered sacred. It's not something to be divided up if we support this ministry, that ministry, and another ministry. No, your tithe goes to a local church, and your free will offerings can then go to a church, organizations, or to people in need. And so that's God's plan to support the work of God in any community. It's God's requirement that every Christian needs to consider this in regards to giving. Now, as we talk about giving, and maybe you're new here this morning, and maybe that terrifies you that we'd be talking about that. Well, we want you to realize that we do not force people to give in the church. We do not force people to tithe in our church. You are welcome in this church whether you give or whether you don't give. I'm just responsible for telling you what the Word of God says. And then you're responsible to do with what God would speak into your heart from that Word to deal with that truth. We don't post what you give. Many years ago, I remember as a kid, even when I first started in ministry, sometimes churches used to post that out in the foyers of what people gave throughout the year. And so much for privacy in a lot of churches years ago. Well, we don't do that, but we do give you an income tax receipt for your giving that you can apply to your income tax. And now that it's income tax time, you will find out that your account will tell you that charitable giving is the best deduction that you have in regards to income tax. So it's the best way if you want to lower your income tax bill, give. It's actually a blessing for you to do that, to make your income tax bill less. Now, not everyone tithes in this church as well. But if you want to be a part of our leadership, we do require that our leaders do tithe to our church. And obviously, if you're going to and charge people to look after the finances of the church, they should be obviously people that are giving and tithing. In this church, a little over 50% are tithing in our church, from what we can tell. And that's a real good thing. There's a lot of churches that are around the 20%. If we were to take an average, even the nation of Canada, they would say 10-20% of the people actually tithe. Now, while we rejoice at over 50% tithe in our church, I think what we really should be looking on is what does God require, not of what the world says or what the world says is normal. We need to be focusing on what God says should be our normal. And since we are at an annual business meeting today, I want to encourage you to be here. Good time to talk about giving. January, February, they're consistent months. Especially in these last 3 years where we have gone down in finances, and actually we're a little over $15,000 behind in January and February. And that has been consistent in the last 3 years. I don't know if that has anything to do with Christmas. Not really sure. But that is a trend, and it is a trend that's happening in other churches as well. And so a reminder about giving is something that is important. And I want to speak to you about that before the board makes me speak to you about it, since they look at those finances every month. And so that's one of the things we're going to do today. Let's talk about giving in a Christian context, that we might understand those principles and our responsibilities in this whole area of giving. Now, we're not going to be able to talk about everything about giving, because that would probably take us a good month. Of doing numbers of sermons and messages and Bible studies just about giving. It really is in the Bible a lot of times. So we're just going to kind of limit it to today and just to this message. And I hope that it'll be helpful to you and give you a little bit better understanding why we give the way that we do. Well, first of all, giving in the biblical sense is about helping the local church. As I said, the ministry of the local church is totally dependent on what people give. Everything we do depends on your generosity, just as it always has throughout the centuries and throughout the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. Here's we read in Philippians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is thanking the people for their giving and support of his ministry. And that's something that we express to you as well. We are very thankful for your generosity and for your giving to this church. But it tells us in Philippians 4:15, he says, as you know, you Philippians were the only ones who gave me financial help when I first brought you the good news and then traveled on from Macedonia. No other church did this. This is where the early church was beginning to learn that as they bring in finances, their finances wasn't just to be used in the church, but also was to be used outside the church and to help spread the gospel in their community and also communities that were far from them. And that's something that we need from you as well, that as you support this church, we want to continue to minister not just to the church. We don't want all the funds focused just on the church, but we want our funds to be also focused on our community, and we also want funds that can be focused far away as well, and even in other countries, to help with the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ to spread. So we do need your support. We do need your financial help in that area. And that is God. That is what God indeed calls us to do. So giving to a local church to do ministry is something that's important. It's something that's been established through the Old Testament, right into the New Testament. The receiving of offerings is giving, and our giving is to help the local church to minister, not just to their community or to their church, but also to the areas outside of this church. Now giving is referred to often in Scripture about bringing that into that local body of believers. Deuteronomy 14:23, it says, bring this tithe to the designated place of worship, the place your Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored. Malachi 3:10 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse so there will be enough food in my temple. So the giving of our tithes and our offerings that we bring in enables a church to have enough food or finances to operate and to help people. We cannot operate, we cannot minister, we cannot share the gospel without the response of people helping us in this regard. And your giving is helping us to pay all those bills and helping us to do those ministries here and afar. So in a Christian context, giving in the offering is helping the local church and helping the ministry of your local church to reach your community and also to reach worlds far away from here as well. And so we want to say thank you, because that's what you're helping us to do. It's more than just being focused here in this church. We want to be focused outside this church as well. Now, secondly, from this text of Scripture, we learn that giving in the Christian context is also about generosity. Generosity is that act of giving liberally, giving more than what is required, giving with an overflow in mind, really blessing someone, even giving above our tithes. Now, that's something usually you grow into as you become a believer in Christ. The longer that you are a believer, the more you desire to be generous. And God loves that kind of generosity, and he expects to see his people give in generous ways. Now, this church has been noted for generosity throughout the years, and even our community has been noted as a community that is very generous. And that pleases God. We need to realize there's a favor that comes upon our community and our churches when we give in a generous manner. The Philippian church, they responded to the Apostle Paul with generosity. The Bible says he had more than what he needed to do the work of God. And that's really where you want to be. You want to be in that place where you're not worried about finances, but rather that there's a freedom that you can give liberally. Philippians 4:18, he said, at that moment I have all that I need and more. I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent me with Aphrodite. So God's idea about giving is that it is to be generous. Now, this church couldn't give unless their people were giving. And so because the people gave, the church was able to respond and help the Apostle Paul with that ministry throughout Macedonia. Now, sometimes people like to say that, well, you know, this whole thing about tithing and all that kind of stuff, agree with that. And if you go on the internet, you'll find a lot of people that say, oh, that's old school and that's Old Testament. And I can give you another whole sermon just on that part alone. But just to kind of tell you briefly that the tithing is mentioned in the New Testament. People keep saying that it isn't. And I'm kind of thinking, like, don't you people have concordances that you can look and see there? You'll read it in the Gospels where Jesus talks about tithing. And he tells us, yes, that we should tithe, but also not to forget other things as well. You'll read in the book of Hebrews, it talks about tithing. And so it is in there in the Bible. It is New Testament, Old Testament. But really, as you get in the New Testament, it raises the bar of giving to a new level called generosity, where people give in abundance, even giving homes and lands to the work of God. And so if, you know, you get those people out there and say, well, I don't believe in tithing. I don't believe that you should give 10% of your income to God. And I think that's the Old Testament. Then just say, well, that's fine. Great. Why don't you practice the New Testament then? I trust that you have some land that you'd like to donate. Maybe you have a home that you would like to donate. And so I think most people will come back very quickly and say, yeah, tithing's off the Lord. It's off the Lord. I'm sure you will. But friends, God loves and blesses us when we as Christians can get to that place where we can be generous. Maybe you are at that place where maybe you have many homes and that to give a home wouldn't be a big deal to you. Maybe you're at the place where you have lots of land, but and you could give a portion of that land and not even worry about it. The Bible says God loves a generous giver, and we thank you for that. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate that. He just put down there a Tim's card. Thank you. But God loves that generous giver. God loves that person who's cheerful about giving. The one who gives without reluctance. The one who wants to give. And really, that needs to be some of our motives as we come to this place of giving. That we want to do it. It's not that we have to do it. We want to do it. And we're cheerful. We're happy about that. Really, giving should be a happy time. It shouldn't be a time where you say, oh no, it's the offering time. Hurry up, get it off, get it past, hurry up, get it over. No, it should be a happy time. It's a wonderful time. And that should be part of our motivation. Generosity is taught throughout the Bible. And there's no shortage of scriptures that talk about generosity. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 8. Great chapters to read, 2 Corinthians 8 and 2 Corinthians 9. But we're just going to read verse 6 and 8. It says, remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop. But the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. See, God loves generous giving. God blesses generous giving. And he wants his people to be generous as that pleases him. It pleases God so much. The Bible says he will pour back into our lives blessings that will provide for our needs and more. Where we have finances left over to take care of our needs and also the needs of others. You will find as you give generously that there is a blessing and there is a miracle that takes place. That you will find that even though you tithe and you give and you present offerings, you will find that at the end of the month, you're still going to have that same amount of money that you had before. That God just seems to do that. Your finances go further. In the context of Christian giving, we're to be generous. The Bible says we're to excel in this whole area of giving. And it actually should be fun. It should be a fun experience. And I can tell you that, you know, you can't outgive God. I've heard so many people bring a testimony to me to say that, you know, even when they were going through financial difficulty, they said, you know what, I'm going to step out and I'm going to give. And they always come back with a testimony how God answered their prayer and how finances turned around for them as they stepped out and gave generously. Of course, that's what the Bible really does tell us, right? Luke chapter 6, 38, Jesus says, give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. So Christian giving is about generosity. And when we get to that place, you will find that it is fun, it's fulfilling, and it leads to blessings from God that make it all worthwhile. It really is amazing. It really is a miracle to see how God makes our money go further when we give. And I know many of you can testify of that, that as you've done that, that you looked at the end of the month and said, I still got money in the bank. That's just amazing. That's what God can do. So giving from a Christian perspective is about generosity. Thirdly, in the context of Christian giving, giving is about pleasing God. And that needs to be our main motive for giving. Really, it should come down to this one, that it should be about pleasing God. Not pleasing a church, not pleasing the pastor because he's given a message here today. Giving is about pleasing and honoring God. And that needs to be our focus. Giving is about our desire to please Him. And please realize that as you give those offerings, you are pleasing God. It's a very important part of a worship service. We often consider giving as the break time, bathroom time, or time where we kind of zone out and don't listen to the announcements or anything else. We just kind of zone out time. And it really shouldn't be, because it's a very important time, because you're doing something that pleases God. See, it's just like in the Old Testament as they offered burnt sacrifices on the altar. And Paul is telling the Philippians that as you give, he says it's like a sweet-smelling sacrifice. And so you don't see that in the natural. We don't see that, that when we bring our offerings and our gifts unto the Lord as we give, whether it's through the offering plate or in the debit room, that's a sweet-smelling sacrifice. There's a fragrance that arises and fills this room unto God. You don't see that in the natural, but the Bible is telling us that's exactly what's happening. You're filling this room with a fragrance as you give. And that's a wonderful thing to realize, that that's happening as we give, that we're offering an aroma that is pleasing to God. Philippians 4:18 says, at that moment I have all that I need and more. I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent me with Aphrodite. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that's acceptable and pleasing to God. Think about that for a moment, really, about a fragrance. You know, sometimes people, they sense things, and sometimes you can sense a fragrance of God, that as God comes in the room, there's a fragrance. Do you realize that as you give, that's inviting God to come into the room? Because there's an aroma. There's something that's pleasing for Him, that He would want to be here with us. And so that's something very important in our offering time. You know, we're kind of guilty a lot of times of zoning out in offering times. But we shouldn't be, because that's one thing where the Bible clearly tells us it's like offering a pleasing aroma unto the Lord. So in our giving, we need to be focusing on pleasing God. That's what's important. Again, principles that are taught from Old Testament, New Testament. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Honoring the Lord with your giving, revere Him, respect Him, show that I have a high regard for God. Show that you love Him and appreciate Him. And that's part of what we do when we're giving. We're honoring the Lord by giving of our wealth. 2 Corinthians 8:19 says, He was appointed by the churches to accompany us as we take the offering to Jerusalem, a service that glorifies the Lord and shows our eagerness to help. So as we give, we're doing something that pleases God. As we give, we're doing something that's honoring God. As we give, we're doing something that glorifies God. And it's an expression of our praise and of our worship to God. It's just as important as our singing. And lots of times we focus on our singing and we get into the singing. We like those songs and we're worshiping, we're exalting God. It doesn't really tell us that that's a fragrance to Him. But it sure tells us that our offering is. So that's telling us it's something that's very important. So it's very much an act of worship. That means very much to God. It pleases Him. It honors Him. It glorifies Him. So that's something that's very important for us. So as you give the next time, Maybe have those thoughts of mind that I'm doing this, I am pleasing God. I am glorifying my God. I'm worshiping God by what I do. I'm offering a sweet-smelling aroma unto Him. And then lastly, in the context of Christian giving, giving is about positioning ourselves to receive blessings and favor from God. An amazing thing happens when you give. We often think in the natural that the result of our giving is that we will have less money to spend and to pay our bills. But the opposite actually happens. God blesses us. God brings increases in our lives. He supplies our needs and makes the money that we have go further. Happens all the time. There's many in this room that could stand up and testify, yes, that has happened to me. The Apostle Paul told the Philippians about this benefit, that as they gave and responded to the needs of the gospel from the resources, that God was now going to bless them and supply for their needs. Philippians 4:19. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which has been given to us in Christ Jesus. Friend, make no mistake that when you respond and give to the work of God, you're opening a door of blessing from heaven to come upon your life. It's a blessing that happens from God where you find yourself saying, man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. God has been good to me. Things just start to happen in your favor where you see blessings come your way in areas of your health, in areas of your well-being, in areas of peace, in areas of your relationship, in areas even in our finances. So as you give, you will find that the blessings of heaven will begin to fall upon you in a greater measure. So confident is God in this matter that he invites us to try him, to test him. You will note in Scripture that anywhere where it talks about trying and testing God, it doesn't have a very good outcome. Judgment comes when you test God, when you try God. Judgment comes. There's only one time in all of the Bible where it says that you can try God or test God where there's not a judgment. And it's in this area here. It says that if you would tithe, if you would give to him, there's going to be a favorable response. Testimony says, bring all the tithes, Malachi 3:10-11 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there'll be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great, you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test. Your crops will be abundant, for I will guard them from insects and disease. Your grapes will not fall from the vine before they are ripe, says the Lord of heaven's armies. And there are more blessings there too, if you want to read those. So giving can prove to be a huge blessing in our lives. It opens the doors of heaven. It gets God's attention. It causes God to respond with divine favor over our lives. Giving ends up benefiting us more than it benefits God. And you will see that happen as blessings start to get poured out in your life. Now, I also want to make very clear here, because sometimes preachers like to use some passages like this and they kind of suck every dime out of you and use that to, you know, if you want to get blessed, hey, you know, you just keep giving. Come on, give again and take up 3 or 4 offerings so that you'll give some more. And no, that's not what you do. You don't give to get. You give because you want to honor God. You give because you want to please God. You give because you want to be obedient to God. You don't give to get. However, at the same time, you need to realize that there are blessings that will come as you give. And if you give with the right motive, then those blessings will indeed come upon your life. And there will be favor that will come upon your life. Not just always in the area of finances. Sometimes it will be your health. Sometimes it will be in your well-being. Sometimes just having greater peace in your life. Or things working out in your life. There's many ways that God can bless us. And so if you want an open heaven, start giving. Start giving. And as you think about it, if it is a pleasing aroma to him, then obviously that blessing is going to come. I think of that in our services. How wonderful that can be. If we would only could see it, or maybe if we could only smell it. Wouldn't it be cool that the next time that we give, that all of a sudden there'd be aroma that would start filling the place. A sweet aroma, not an irritant aroma, but a sweet aroma. That would touch every one of us. I think that would do a lot for us, wouldn't it, if that happened? And so this morning, as we talk about giving, I hope you better understand why we give the way we do. And for me to explain more about that, then I'd have to do many sermons, and we'd have to do a whole month or so, or a couple months, just to talk about giving, because it's in there in our Bibles many times. Our giving does. It helps the local church. Our giving will grow naturally towards generosity. Our giving does bring pleasure to God, and it positions us to receive divine favor from Him. Now, if you're already one of those people who give, I pray that God's blessing is going to become greater in your life, and that you'll see in even greater ways how God can bless you in many ways. Now, if you're also here and you're brand new, or you're not into this thing of giving yet, that's okay too. And I just pray that maybe some of this would help you today and encourage you, just as the Bible says, why don't you give it a try? Try it. That's all we're asking. We're not here to make you do anything. We just tell you what the Word says. If you want to help, you're more than welcome to do so. Again, you are welcome in this church, whether you give or you don't give. You are welcome in this church, whether you give a big offering or whether you give a small offering. We want to be very clear that you are welcome here in this place. Every donation is appreciated. We're just letting you know today what the Bible has to say about giving. And you can decide, just as the Bible says, in your own heart, how you would like to respond. And so that's why we're speaking about that today. That's why we want to declare these things today. And again, we want to say thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your giving. It's appreciated. It really is. And this church, as you come to our business meeting, you will find that, you know, giving is important to us. We are also very accountable in our giving. Most churches do not have their books audited or looked after. We do that every year. We also send our financial reports to our district office in Edmonton. We also send our financial report to our head office in Mississauga, Ontario. And so we're very accountable, and we make sure that from the world right through to other organizations, make sure that we're doing things correctly and rightly. And so you would see that as you come a little bit later. At 1:30, do you remember, you're all welcome for soup and bun. We want to come back here at 1:30. Members, if you are a member of this church, we really need you to pass those finances. That's kind of the key legal thing that every charity needs to do, that you need to have its members approve your finances for the year. So please stay with us. We won't make it a long meeting. We'll just do it quickly and fulfill our duties towards our government. And make sure that is done. As we close this morning, we're just going to close in a word of prayer. Do remind you, as we go in the fellowship hall, just give a little bit of time to set up some tables. So some guys, if you could maybe...